Let's just consider for a moment the focus on VAT. It's been a real old tit-for-tat amongst the bigger parties today, the result of which has been Tories say they're not going to move VAT in scope or scale. Now the Labour Party is saying the same, and I think the Lib Dems, yes I can, the Lib Dems have chipped in and said the same as well. So none of the big three reforms details, I don't think we've drivelled down into their approach to this, because we're not into the manifesto stage of this thing just yet, but reform, we'll talk about immigration later, more coverage of that to come. But on the VAT question and taxation generally, on the VAT matter, the three familiar parties, red, blue and orange, are all singing from the same hymn sheet. But there's a but here about the taxation that any party that aspires to or becomes the next government is going to have to deal with. And that is the public services on trend that Mr Hunt has put in place as Chancellor at the moment are going to be starved of resources. Let's bring in Rachel Henry. Now, Rachel is the head of advocacy and policy at an organisation called Tax Justice UK. Rachel, good morning.
Hello, Martin.
And just for clarity for my listeners, Tax Justice UK is a non-party group, or is it affiliated to what?
We are non-party political.
We are not party political.
Yeah, we're a non-profit organisation.
I thought it was interesting that we clarify that. Okay, so here you are. Here they are, all three of them saying, as a means of raising revenue, and the VAT lever, if you want to pull it, is quite effective. You can raise quite a lot of money for central government if you do put things up. But they're all going to leave it alone. What do you make of that?
I think it's concerning that we've got politicians ruling out tax rises full stop. We have public services on their knees. It's not just the NHS, but even the NHS, you know, people know that they can't get GP appointments, they can't get doctor's appointments, but we have schools crumbling, we have potholes littering the roads, we have councils going bankrupt. Frankly, any incoming government is going to need to address that. That is what the British people are crying out for. So we know that an incoming government is going to need to raise taxes. So these political parties should not be ruling out, you know, options for tax rises. What I would definitely say, though, is I'm not too concerned about political parties ruling out tax rises on working people, because frankly, working people can't afford to be paying more tax.
What do you understand? It's an interesting phrase to use, isn't it? What do you understand that to mean, Rachel?
So working people's, the main taxes that working people pay are income tax, national insurance and VAT. And realistically, they've recently faced tax rises and they've also had the sharpest fall in living standards on record. Wages are still low, prices are still high. So working people should not be paying more taxes. What we should be talking about is the fact that we have vastly wealthy people in the UK who could be affording to pay more tax. We have 171 billionaires. Wealth has gone through the roof in the last 20 years. You know, there's been a huge asset appreciation. And these people could be paying a little bit more and it would raise tens of billions to invest in public services. That's also an incredibly popular policy. We did a poll last month. 64% of people said that they would actively be more likely to vote for a political party who committed to raise taxes on wealthy people if it meant more investment in public services.
Now, that's not very surprising, Rachel, is it, really? If you ask the rest of us and exclude the super wealthy from the conversation, I'm sure that's let them pay
wealthy
a little bit more.
Wealthy people also say that they are willing to pay more tax. You poll millionaires, 66% of them say, actually, we think that our taxes are too low and we would be willing to invest more in public services.
Right, that's a valuable fact to report. Let me just ask you to clarify, though. At the moment, we have income taxes. We don't actually have wealth taxes. So if I've got no income, but I actually own £3 million houses, I don't pay any tax, maybe.
Well, you have different taxes that on wealth. So you have capital gains tax, you have inheritance tax. But yes, we don't currently have a wealth tax
on
assets.
Should we have a wealth tax?
I think we absolutely should. So if you tax people who had assets over 10 million. That is only 20,000 people in the UK. It is a tiny amount of people, 0.04% of the population. If you tax them 2%, it would raise 22 billion a year. That is a vast sum that could really go into funding public services. It's a tiny amount of people, and it's also incredibly fair, considering that very wealthy people often accrue a lot of their income from their assets. Wealth creates wealth. So we have capital gains tax that is already set at a lower rate than income tax. There is absolutely no defense for that. Why are wealthy people paying lower taxes than working people?
Well, there is a separate argument about capital gains tax being lower might help business investment and the growth in the economy. Can I just... let me just do that in passing. Is that not fair comment?
One point I would definitively make is that the fact that we have public services being hollowed out because we are not raising enough tax revenue is a huge lag on growth. You have 8 million people on the NHS waiting list, too sick to work. You don't have the right skills investment in the UK. You don't have businesses planning for net zero. Even the IMF have said that the UK will not achieve economic growth if it does not look to fix its holes in public services. So actually, we are now in a state in the UK where the hollowing out of public services and the fact that we are not raising enough tax is actually a huge lag on growth.
Okay, the hollowing out phrase, I think, just to be fair, is a Labour phrase. That's not something you'd find a Conservative politician saying, is it?
Well, I think,
they wouldn't agree with you that they've hollowed out public services. They would probably point to other spending. But look, let me say that
I don't think it's a party political point. Everybody, all ordinary people need to do is look around them. They cannot get GP appointments. They cannot get doctor's appointments. Their councils are going bankrupt. They can't drive around down the road without getting a puncture in their tyres. You know, we know that we have had public services that have been decimated of funding. And we know that the British people desperately believe in public services. You know, the NHS is like the last...
Rachel, look, you can't... I don't think you can hold Rishi Sunak responsible for whether or not you get a puncture in your tyre. You really can't.
Let me ask you this,
because this is...
state of our roads and our infrastructure.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Let me ask you this. Lucy Fisher, our colleague over at the FT, has made an interesting observation here. Darren Jones interviewed this morning, and I think we carried a similar phrase in our reporting of what Darren said and our recordings of what Darren said in the interview with Nick Ferrari. He was suggesting or intimated that Labour would freeze thresholds on all the three big taxes as well. That's income tax, national insurance and VAT. Labour have told Lucy, and therefore I can report it now, that that was a misspeak. The party's pledge is on tax rates, not on thresholds. Now, that's a good thing for you and I to clarify, isn't it? Because the threshold, the point at which each group of people start paying various taxes, is very much a real live issue, and one that the Conservatives have adopted one policy and many people have been critical of it.
Yeah, I think the way that taxes have been raised has been done in a very sneaky, disingenuous way. Working people are now paying more taxes than they were, and it hasn't been done in a very upfront, transparent way. And I don't think that is a good way to be making tax policy. But fundamentally, I don't think that we should be looking to tax working people more. I think that there are very sensible, credible policies to be taxing wealthier people. A wealth tax is one, the 2% on assets over 10 million, equalisation of capital gains. There's many loopholes in inheritance tax that mean that actually the really super rich pay far lower rates of inheritance tax than the middle classes. So we have a really overall dysfunctional tax system that isn't fair. And it's become this awful race to the bottom where politicians are not being truthful about what needs to happen with the tax system. And we need to have a sensible national conversation about this, because tax is an incredibly important lever of government. It dictates so much of our infrastructure, our public services, opportunities in life, and the fact that we have this sort of, you know, conspiracy of silence and this, you know, inability to have a sensible conversation about it is really going to hold the UK back.
Okay, Rachel, one final thing from your research. Interesting that you found that 73% of people would support a tax to invest in the NHS. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because the national insurance was at one time designed to be a hypothecated tax where you charge it and you spend it on the NHS. Of course, it's not as clear as it used to be. Do you think some kind of clarity, you know, pay this tax and this is exactly where it will be spent, does that help voter satisfaction, do you think?
I think people like to understand where their money is going, and I think people massively believe in the NHS. So I can understand the reason to make those arguments. Look, frankly, income tax and national insurance, they're basically the same thing. They're taxes on working people, on income. So, you know, I think, yeah, I sort of think, again, they aren't where we should be focusing the conversation. You know, that is where tax and spend policies have been in the past, but we are looking to the future now. Wealth has changed, the economy has changed, and also people's living standards have changed. So we need to be thinking about new ways to raise revenue. And we have many sensible policies. Many countries around the world operate their tax and spend systems different to the UK. And we've got to a completely dysfunctional state of affairs in the public conversation. And this really needs to change. And we need parties to, yeah, look to sensible policies to tax wealthier people.
Thank you very much indeed for being our guest. We've been listening to Rachel Henry, Head of Advocacy and Policy at Tax Justice UK.